The city of Madison Heights is suing the owner of a business called Electroplating Services. Gary Sayers' company was the source of the now infamous toxic green ooze that appeared on I-696 last month. The trial for the lawsuit against Sayers will resume today. Michigan Radio reporter Tracy Samilton has been covering it, and she joined Morning Edition's Doug Tribou for an update.
Hi, Tracy.
Good morning.
Gary Sayers is already in prison for environmental violations at the site in Madison Heights. Remind us what this particular lawsuit is about.
So the city wants an okay from the judge to tear it down, you know, to protect itself from possible lawsuits when he does get out of prison. And they also want to get an order saying that he's financially responsible for the cost of the demolition. As far as we know, it's Gary Sayers' main source of support.
And just to be clear, there's no business going on at the site right now, but Gary Sayers and his legal team are just trying to protect whatever assets remain there.
That's correct.
So what has happened so far in the trial?
The city is really putting a lot of people on the stand to testify about the horrible conditions at his factory and the other buildings on his property. We had an EPA official and the city building inspector both say this was the worst site they had ever seen. They were talking about thousands of containers full of toxic chemicals. Some were open to the air. There were ones right next to others where if the contents had gotten mixed up, there could be a fire. The building itself in terrible condition. There was also a lot of testimony about how they've tried to work over the years to get him to fix things, and they get promises from Gary Sayers, and then he breaks the promises.
What are you expecting today and in the rest of the trial?
Well, the city, like I said, is doing a thorough job. So we got, you know, everybody in the kitchen sink coming in to testify about the condition of this property. We're going to be ending with the fire chief for the city. Gary Sayers' attorney has been trying to show that the city and the state unfairly conspired against him to shut him down. And he's expected to bring in two or three witnesses to testify about this theory.
Tracy, our colleague Laura Weber-Davis from the stateside team made this point that has stuck with me in a meeting the other day. She said, what if the ooze wasn't green? What if it wasn't the color of Slimer from the Ghostbusters? I mean, as scary as that thought is, we might be lucky that it was so bright that it got noticed.
I think that's a really good point. And in fact, there are contaminants from electroplating facilities that we know about that are not bright colors. For example, TCE. It can sink way, way down because it's heavier than water and get deep into an aquifer. And that may have happened here, but we don't know because it's colorless.
Tracy, you recently learned some new information about the long history of environmental violations at this site in Madison Heights. And you found out that the complaints date back to 1990. That's 30 years before this green ooze showed up on I-696. What does the situation with Gary Sayers' businesses tell us about how we regulate polluters here in the state of Michigan?
Well, I'm going to sort of use the words of Liesl Clark. She's the state's current director of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy. And when she testified last week before a House committee, she said it shows that the state has been pulling its punches and not consistently enforcing the law. And she says she's ordered a top-to-bottom review of the processes and culture at her department to try and make sure that doesn't happen.
Because if we don't enforce our laws today, we're essentially putting in place the conditions for a future moment when a reckless facility that was let off the hook comes back to bite us. With green ooze on an expressway, or God forbid, something worse.
And Liesl Clark also said that top-to-bottom review, it's going to be with an outside contractor, and she's going to make this information available to the governor and also to the public.
Okay, Tracy, thanks a lot.
Happy to be here.
That was Michigan Radio reporter Tracy Samilton speaking with Doug Tribou. The trial for the lawsuit filed by the city of Madison Heights against Electroplating Services owner Gary Sayers resumes today. You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.